USA Radio News with Val Dior.
According to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly, President Trump may not be out of the woods yet, but he's headed home to sleep in his own bed. The president discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center and has returned to the White House to continue his fight against COVID. He'll be monitored by a medical team 24/7 until he's deemed in the clear. Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump tweeting earlier that she's feeling good and resting at home as well. Earlier Monday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany revealed she's tested positive for the coronavirus and will start the quarantine process immediately. Legendary Florida State coach Bobby Bowden tested positive for COVID-19, a 90-year-old confirming the diagnosis on Monday. Two police officers in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, were shot earlier Monday. According to a tweet from the ATF, we do know a 5-year veteran officer, Kevin Collins, did not survive, and a 20-year veteran officer, Rafe Isaac, being treated at a hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A former vice presidential candidate shares how this VP candidate and presidential candidate have to be on the same page. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to debate Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on Wednesday night. As far as the roles and responsibilities of a vice president, even during a debate, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman says,
when you accept the role as vice president, and, you know, there were some sort of Democratic core constituency groups that were not 100% in favor of my selection. And what we said to them, I and then Vice President Gore, was the reality, which is a president should expect the vice president to argue with him if he disagrees on a matter in private. But once the president decides, that's it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has approved plans for plexiglass to be used in Wednesday's vice presidential debate amid mounting concerns over coronavirus transmission. Meanwhile, a growing number of Democrats are calling on Joe Biden's presidential campaign to restart running negative ads against President Trump, even as the commander-in-chief battles COVID. With the election less than 1 month away and early voting already underway in some states, Democratic strategists have argued that Biden should resume his critiques of the president, a strategy they argued will contribute to a lead in national polls. Republican Senator Pat Toomey confirming that he will not seek re-election in 2022, nor will he run for governor of Pennsylvania, an office he's recently expressed interest in. The senator announced earlier Monday that his plan is to return to the private sector. The Waldorf Astoria is auctioning off 80,000 of its most timeless furnishings in preparation for a complete renovation as part of the fine furnishings of the historic Waldorf Astoria New York auction, according to a news release from Kaminsky Auctions, which is hosting the sale. Actor Thomas Jefferson Byrd was killed in Atlanta over the weekend. He was 70 years old. The investigation is still underway. Atlanta PD confirms the actor was shot several times in the back. Byrd appeared in Clockers, Get on the Bus, Bamboozled, Red Hook Summer, and The Sweet Blood of Jesus. I'm Val Dior, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Find more at usaradio.com.